WEI Afternoons. That was a little sampling of some audio we're going to jump right into. So Tom Brady, he is an analyst now. He's a card store owner. He's jumping off yachts by himself. There's a variety of things that he does. But the one thing he is, he's a bit of a hype man for Bill Belichick. He's all in on that, Ted Johnson. And your guy, Joel Klatt, that's a buff, right?
It is. Yep.
Okay,
yep.
So they're talking college football a little bit here. Bill Belichick is now a college football coach. He is at North Carolina. So Tom Brady is telling people what they're getting for Bill Belichick at North Carolina. It's a little longer, so we might do a little start and stop here. And we need to get Ted Johnson's reactions to his old teammate.
Bill Belichick at North Carolina. What are those players in for?
I'm very interested, too, as well. What they're going to get is obviously the most prepared, the most hardworking coach that
Stop.
I'd ever been around.
Stop.
Is Bill working hard these days? I mean, have you seen his socials recently?
I have. Yeah. Jordan and company.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you see how his last few years ended up here? Was he working hard?
More days off.
Yeah.
More days off.
So I would say I've always told the story. Bill, I bet you Bill worked harder than anybody at the beginning of his career.
Mm-hmm.
I told you when I was at the draft, there was one head coach of the Cleveland Browns. That was Bill Belichick at the combine. Made sure he saw me and talked to me because he wanted to. He was looking for an inside linebacker in that year's draft, and he grilled me on cover two. Bill Belichick, at the end of his career, was not going to combines and doing that. Like he was with me.
That's absolutely not true.
That's true, Bill. You know that is true. And so I
Barbados Bill. Remember
to
when
say
he was
that
on
he,
the,
to give
raft?
The impression that he's
Barbados
working as hard now Belichick. As he was 30 years ago
yeah.
is misleading.
Which may be the most normal thing we've ever said about Bill Belichick. You know who else does that? 98% of the population.
People that get older.
Right. You get older. Mm-hmm. You've been working mm-hmm. for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years. You're like, you know what? The grind has worn me down. I want to do a little less.
Get a new job in college football.
I mean, look
you
at
don't
this,
usually
look,
do that.
Look how he drafted. He drafted players that were players on teams of his friends.
Yeah.
And he hired coaches only that he were loyal to him.
Yep.
Is that working hard?
Nope.
So, you know, a little misleading there, TB.
And the results were not good.
Correct.
The results were bad, Tom. So at one point in your career, is that the guy that North Carolina would have been getting?
Correct.
Yes, but you had that guy, and you won with that guy for a long time. Roll it.
The most hardworking coach that I'd ever been around. If you go to that school, you will be prepared to play at the next level. He's going to teach you the right fundamentals, the right techniques. He's going to have a high expectation
Stop.
For you.
Now, I think he will teach you fundamentals and techniques. I do believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But weren't we talking about, let's just say you're an offensive player, quarterback, wide receiver, running back. Weren't we talking about how the Patriots offense was kind of out of date and they needed to try to streamline it and update it because college kids coming in didn't fit it? They had played in other schemes, spreads and different things. One word meant something. One picture meant something. So I get the techniques and all of that. I think Bill Belichick can still teach techniques. I absolutely would go to my grave believing that. But is his view of football the view of football that college football has become in recent years, Ted?
That's a good question. I can't wait to find out the answer. I would say no. I would say no. I mean, the pro game is so different than the college game.
Yeah.
And to think that he's just because he was a great NFL coach that it's going to seamlessly work out at the college level, I think is being a little bit naive.
I mean, we're talking about Fitzy, his players in New England mm-hmm. on defense. That was his bread and butter, defense.
Correct.
His players in New England are now, like, obsolete. Like, the new regime wants to kind of get rid of a lot of them because the Bentleys of the world and these guys don't really fit.
You're
there.
Too old. You're too slow.
You're old. You're slow. You're big. Some of those things. So this, I get that he was great once, but his way may not be the 2025 way. Roll it.
And you're going to develop a lot. That's what I know.
Hold on.
I think
Stop.
The challenge.
How's the player development? How's the player development been here in the last 4 or 5 years?
Not great.
I mean, seriously, it was one of the like when you thought of players getting developed early in yeah. Bill's time, all the time you saw guys coming in late draft and then turn. There's example after example after example.
Yep.
Of players getting developed. How about the last 5 years of his time here? Were
Not
players
great.
Getting developed?
No. It's part of the bad drafting combined with not developing is how you don't have much
talent.
It's
tough to develop crap, Ted.
Yeah, but he picked the crap, so he either picked crap or... I bet you there was some crap along the way that he developed.
I mean, Tom's basically talking about a guy that was from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Which he was all these things that Tom is saying, but he's just not the same guy now.
Also, Fitzy, we got a text, 860. Have you seen Belichick? Yeah, he's working hard for a man of his age. Like, that's kind of part of the point, though. He's old. Mac Brown, they kind of ran out of town.
Because he was old.
You know, Romeo Crennel was the oldest coach in NFL history down in Houston. Like, the NFL has been very consistent. When you're old, you're no longer a coach in our league. Yeah. For whatever reason, whether it's the hours or the energy.
And I think you have to have more energy to coach college than you do NFL.
The one place we know he has energy.
You guys don't think that he's working hard on this upcoming season for UNC?
Do I think he thinks he's working hard? Sure. Is he working as hard as 2001 Bill Belichick would have worked, even at UNC? No, he isn't.
Is he working hard to get his team?
Is he working
ready
as hard as
season?
Kirby Smart?
I don't know who that is.
I love it, sis. Don't you ever change, Bubba. I love you, man.
But I would say no.
Okay, you don't know, but
he's the Georgia coach.
Georgia coach.
Oh, then definitely not.
Okay, and that's my point. It doesn't matter whether he thinks he's working hard or even feels like he's working hard. If he's not working as hard as it takes to do the job successfully at a high level in 2025. That's all that matters. Roll it.
I think the challenge for him is he's dealing with a lot of probably underdeveloped players because he's dealt with guys that are 4, 5, 6 years further along than what he's normally had to deal with. So I think there's probably a learning curve for him, just in this me hypothesizing. It's not, I don't have much knowledge of it, but I'm sure it's different coaching a 17 or 18-year-old than even a 22 or 23-year-old. So there's just probably less physically developed. And he's a very deep thinker of the sport. I mean, I think what makes Coach Belichick so unbelievable tactically, he can break down an opponent. He watches so much film. He is so smart with how he approaches defensive schemes and offensive schemes. And how much can these young kids retain? That may be an interesting challenge as well, because in some ways, they're not professional. They don't have as much time as we had as professional athletes to go in there and study film and practice and meet and all that. And they don't have that amount of time at the college level.
That was exhausting.
It was. And I would also question Tom Brady. Well, first of all, I appreciate that he said, I have no knowledge of this. I'm just theorizing.
You said hypothesizing.
Hypothesizing. Sorry. But is college football won by scheme and coaching or talent?
Talent.
Right. Isn't college football, we've proven, like, there's a reason it's Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama every year. You know why? They have the best rosters.
Bill's going to try and prove you otherwise, though.
And
this
he might.
Is what, because this is he thinks it's him. And so that's what's going to be a great case study is how does his team do with not being as talented? Can his coaching overcome the lack of talent?
Mm. It did in the NFL at times, but Fitzy, I'm a little dubious at this point at the college football level.
I don't even know what kind of offense he's got. Does anyone know what kind of team North Carolina is going to be?
Ben Kitchens. No, what's it? Is it Freddie Kitchens?
Freddie
Kitchens' offense.
I mean, let's face it. Bill knows defense. He doesn't know offense. He doesn't know offense nearly the same way he knows defense. It's so, my guess is he's letting Freddie do all the offensive stuff.
And we'll see what happens. And we're still waiting for Stiz to make his declaration. Who wins more games this year, the Patriots or the UNC Tar Heels? We will visit that at a later date in August. 617-779-7937. We'll take your phone calls if you want to react to the Bill talk. If Ted's bashing Bill again based on what the text line is saying, who knows what's going on? But it's also 5 o'clock. That means it's time for The Drive here on WEEI Afternoons.